Hello, my friends, and welcome to another edition of the Virtual Ingenuity Business Podcast. Our guest today is Catherine Napoli, and she hails all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. Now, Catherine has had 10 years of experience in marketing and business coaching, my friends. She really works with her clients to facilitate real and lasting change. And one thing I love about Catherine is that she enjoys crafting solutions that make sense to each of her clients' unique situation. And she started a software company. She enjoys creating those personable, individualized solutions to her clients. Catherine is a natural born visionary, my friends. Welcome Catherine Napoli to the Virtual Ingenuity Business Podcast.
Hi, Claudine. Thank you so much. Visionary, because I'm a lefty. You
You
know,
are a lefty.
us left-handed people, we're in our right brains and we're very creative.
That's awesome. You are very creative. Let's
Thank
talk
you.
about that creativity a little bit, okay? We're going to talk about creating your avatar. Now, on the Virtual Ingenuity Business Podcast, we talked a little bit about your avatar and really what that is to finding your ideal client. You are, Catherine, an expert in this area. You've done this for over 10 years. So tell my listening audience, what exactly is an avatar? There are different terminologies for what an avatar is. Now, what exactly is that?
Well, you know, it's that blue character on the movies with the no. Your avatar is your ideal high-paying client. And when I'm coaching, and I'll do it right now, when I'm coaching, I do this, and I always do it on a little piece of paper, just like this, and I hold it up to the camera for those of you who are listening. What I do is I draw a little target, and it's not perfectly circular. In the middle of a target, think of the bullseye, think of playing darts. In the middle of the target is your avatar, that one perfect client. And when you speak to that one perfect client, everyone can hear, everyone who you should be doing business with, so that the clients come easier, the relationships are stronger. They become your advocates. They're the ones who refer everyone to you. That's who your avatar is, your ideal high-paying client.
Now, Catherine, prior to finding out who your ideal client is, we talk about this a lot. You've got to have a business plan. Within that business plan should guide you to finding who your ideal client is, who your customer avatar is. That should be the first step before you even design or create your product, right? Your customer
Absolutely.
avatar, yeah, your customer avatar is someone who needs your product or your solution, right?
Yes. Your
So
customer avatar, you know, you can design a product and then go after the wrong market, and you sit there wondering, why is this so hard? It's not hard. You just have to make a tweak in what you're doing and who you're going after.
that's right. So it's really your ideal customer, your avatar, is someone whose life is going to really get transformed with your product or solution that you're offering for your business. Okay. Some people call an avatar, they may say, who's your customer persona? Who's your dream client? Or
Yes.
who's your perfect client? All of those terminologies, my friends, mean your avatar. Okay. Who's going to buy your product? And that's it. It is super simple. But finding out who your avatar is takes work. Okay.
It
It takes a
does.
lot of research. So let's talk about some of the things that we need to do, maybe to find your ideal, avatar. So you need to find the demographic of your ideal customer. So you may need to find out what their ages are, what their gender is, maybe what their nationality is. Are they married? Are they single? You want to know what keeps them up at maybe at 3 o'clock every day. You know, what are their struggles every day? What's their profession, maybe? And these are just some examples of things that you need to really think about in finding your avatar. What are their career objectives, their life goals, their hobbies? How much money do they make annually, right?
Right. If you have an $80,000 product and your avatar is making $25,000 a year, unless it's a house, they're not buying your product. You need to figure out who is the person who can afford what you do, whether it's $1, $10, $100, or $100,000. Can your avatar afford your product or service? That's so important.
Very important. You know, you want to know what their spending habits are. You want to know what their investment portfolio looks like if you can get a hold of that, right?
That's right.
Those things are super important, Catherine. Another thing is, what is their value system, right?
If you don't understand, if you haven't identified what is most important to them in the language that they speak, you're not going to ever be able to sell them. So avatar is as much research as it is just sitting across from someone and listening to them. And here's a tip. If you just started out, if you don't sit across from your clients or whatever, sit across the table and imagine your perfect client. We all remember when we were little kids and we had an imaginary friend that we spoke to about everything. Get that imaginary friend back. They've grown up. You've grown up. They've become your avatar. Talk to them.
That's right. Yes. So by the time you answer all of these questions that we just talked over about finding your ideal, your avatar, it will really allow you to just narrow down your target audience so that you can serve them well with your products or your services. All right. Yes. I think that, Catherine, the next thing, and tell me if you agree or not with this, is hang out in their Facebook groups. Stalk them. You know, where do they hang out? Follow them on Twitter. Follow them on Instagram. Follow them on LinkedIn. And just pay attention to what they post. Would you agree?
Absolutely. You can't get to know someone that you don't try to get to know. Mm-hmm. Imagine going on a date and saying, oh, okay, I want to, you know, maybe have a second or third date with this person. And then you don't know anything about them. Absolutely nothing. What's your last name? Where'd you grow up? I don't need to know that. Do you think they're going to go on that second date with you? Do you think a customer is going to come to you if you know nothing about them? If you, again, don't speak in their language. And I don't mean, you know, English or Spanish or Italian or whatever. I mean, talking to them, you know, I'm a catalyst. I'm from New York. I'm Italian. I speak very fast. I speak with my hands. I like to do things fast. I like to think fast. People are relators. They like to be calmer and they like to talk about what a pretty tree that is. Look at the weather today. If you're speaking to me like that and trying to sell me, I'm gone. I don't have the time for that. So when you speak the language of your avatar, you understand the language of your avatar. When, as you said, Claudine, you're on their Facebook, you're on their LinkedIn, you're watching their Instagram posts, you're understanding who they are, and you get to tweak your language just a little bit, go a little bit faster, go a little bit slower.
That's right. That's exactly right. And then, you know, later on, as you start to do your ads or advertisements for your ideal client, for your avatar, they're always going to be targeted to that avatar.
Yes.
So my friends, again, you know, identify your client avatar, identify their goals and values. Okay. Find their information sources. Where do they communicate? Who are they marketing to? Write down the demographics. List their challenges and their pain points and how you can help them to overcome those pain points. And then identify even objections, you know? So keep Absolutely. That in mind.
Your avatar, and this is, I think, where people get a little hung up with the avatar. When you start looking at the demographic, when you start looking at the information, all of those things, people say, oh, my avatar is a 35 to 45 year old woman who makes between $75,000 and $150,000. No, wait, stop. Your avatar is one person. it's always easier to communicate one-to-one with someone. So your avatar is 40. Your avatar is married. Your avatar has two children, not 2.3. A very specific person. Now that becomes a reference point for you. And we teach our clients this all the time. It becomes a reference point for you. So when you hear yourself going off the rails and you hear yourself saying, oh, and also 75-year-old men who are retired from the military, oh, stop. Go back, take a breath, go back to that same person. Because if the 75-year-old man who is retired from the military hears that you offer 90%, 85% of what they're looking for, they will call on you without you calling them out. So one person, that I think is the most important thing about the avatar, one person.
Very good. All right, guys. So we just gave you a little avatar cheat sheet there because we listed a bunch of different things that you guys can look for to find your avatar, okay? All right. So Catherine, tell me, you know, what if someone, you have a client that says, Catherine, my product or service is really perfect for everyone. Why should I limit my audience? What do you have to say about that?
Unless your product or service is air and water. And even then, you know, who buys Perrier versus who buys Aquafina, two totally different people. So it's having your avatar, having that one ideal high paying client and always targeting there. It keeps your message on task. It keeps your message clean so that the people who are 90%, 85%, 80%, down to maybe 70%, the same as your avatar. So maybe your avatar is a woman and someone listening is a man. Okay, good enough. Everything else matches. The where they live, what they like, how many kids they have, what's important to them. They will hear the message. When you say things like, anyone and everyone with skin is my ideal client. Anyone and everyone who eats is my ideal client. Your ideal client cannot picture themselves as your avatar. If you say my ideal client is a man who is 45, loves to barbecue and entertain his friends, and you know, my product is barbecue sauce. Well, a woman who likes to barbecue and cook will hear that message as well. But someone who hates to barbecue or hates barbecue sauce won't hear that message. And you know what? You don't then have to sit and fight and convince that person that they need your barbecue sauce. The person who needs that sauce, the person who needs that skincare product, the person who needs the product or service that you sell will hear it and identify themselves. They'll go, oh, that's me. Oh my gosh, I got to call Claudia now. That's me. Wow. That's what we want.
Yeah, they're going to have that aha moment that I need to contact this person. I don't need to wait until tomorrow. I need to contact this person now.
Exactly.
Right? It's just like having an ailment and you see an ad for something on TV, a medical issue, and you're like, that's what I have. I need to call this doctor. It's going to be their aha moment.
Right. Okay? Exactly.
All right. So if you have a client that says, well, shouldn't I try to attract everybody? I mean, why should I limit myself? Why should I scale and limit myself to one particular area, type of client? What do you say to that?
You limit yourself to one area because there is plenty in that area. So we're going to go into two kind of things over here. One is your message. And when you don't limit your message, and let me just take a step back, you can have more than one avatar. Just have an avatar and a very clean message for that avatar. Then choose your next avatar and have a very clean message for that avatar for some other aspect of your business. There are two things going on. One is that message. It needs to be clean. Your avatar needs to say, that's me. Oh my gosh, she's talking, he's talking about me. I need to investigate this product. The other is that sense of lack and limitation, and that there's not enough. Each and every one of us has done it. We'll go into a client, we'll go into a situation where we're feeling like I need this. And everything we do and say comes across as being very needy, and the other person backs away. Each of us has experienced when a salesperson or someone comes to us and says, I need. They may not say it out loud, but you can feel it and you back away. When we say, this is who I serve the best, this is my playground, just feel how much more relaxed that is. These are my people. These are the people I love. I mean, it just automatically smiles. Say that as your audience, as you're listening to this, say that. These are my people. These are the people I serve best. These are the people I love. You can't say it without smiling. And when you smile, people understand, I want to do business with this person. They have something. They have something I want. That's why.
That's right. Now, I don't want there to be any confusion as far as having more than one avatar. It is okay to have more than one avatar, as you mentioned, right? I mean, Yes. If you have an example, I guess, would be if you have a service that you're providing, an in-person service, right, to your local community, and then you have an online course that Yes. You're providing. That's a great example of having two avatars because you have two different markets there.
The example I've always used with my clients, and it's very understandable. Vitamin C. We all know vitamin C. One avatar for vitamin C may be a mom with school age kids. And you speak to that mom very differently. Hey, you want to give your kids vitamin C so that they don't come home with the colds and the flus and the little snotties that all the other kids in school have. Another avatar could be an athlete. Hey, athlete, you want to take my vitamin C because it builds muscle. And by the way, if I'm saying something like, it builds muscle, it gives you stamina, it helps, you know, your recovery. Those are two very different messages. Mom does not care about her kids building muscle and recovery and stamina. Athletes don't necessarily care about the other kids in school that have, you know, little snotty, runny noses. Two different avatars, two different messages, same product.
Right. Very good. Catherine, if someone says, you know, I'm new, I don't really have an ideal client yet, how did they create an avatar? I mean, is there a customer avatar template that you use?
So I'll talk about it at the end. I have a customer avatar template that I use, and that can help. And before you sit down with any template for an avatar, you want to ask yourself, well, when I had even a high school job, which were the customers or the people that I served or the people who came in my restaurant, if you were, you know, a server or something, that I enjoyed working with? What does my product or, and figure out who you enjoy working with first. I know when my niece is a physician's assistant, and when she was going to school, she said, I don't really like kids. P.S. She and her husband don't have any. She said, I don't like people my age, but I love working with old people. Oh my gosh, Aunt Catherine, they make me so happy. They make me, you know, they make me smile. They are funny. They have stories. That's her avatar. when she went into private practice, that was her avatar. So who do you enjoy working with? Who do you enjoy hanging out with? What is your product or service? Who does it serve best? If your product or service is infant diapers, it's not going to serve, you know, somebody who doesn't have kids. It's not going to serve, you know, somebody who doesn't hang out with little children who are still in diapers. So who does your product or service serve? What is the price point? Claudine, you spoke about that a little bit earlier. What is the price point and can your avatar afford it? And Claudine, I know you tell this to your clients all the time. I will say it for you. Don't lower your price just to get the client. You may be a low price leader. You may decide that that is your client. However, if you have a mid to higher price, don't lower it because you say, oh, well, this person that I'm looking at can't afford it. Turn your head, look in a different direction to the person who can afford it. That's where you start. And then you go through the sheet. Well, is my product for a man or a woman or a couple? You know, is my product for a single person or a married person or a divorced person? Is my couple for someone with kids or without kids? That's when you start to go through the sheet. But first, know what problems your product or service solves, who has that problem, and who you enjoy working with. All, and then start on cheat.
All amazing points, Catherine. Those are all fantastic points. You all, your clients will know that you bring value. They need to know that you bring value to them, okay? So lowering your price just to get a client is not the way to go. You can start small, keep your pricing the same, but never lower your pricing for a client because they... You know, they'll be back. They'll be back. If they can't afford you now, they may go to somebody else that's a little bit cheaper, but they may not get the same value that you offer and they will be back.
Yes.
So one of the most important uses of a customer avatar is in marketing to target audience. That is the key point. Okay.
Yeah.
I want my audience to know that you can cut unnecessary costs up front. And rather than spending money on emails, banner ads, billboards that you won't see a return, you can create a customer avatar that is specific. That's for a specific person of what the services are that you are trying to market. Okay. And that's really important.
Exactly.
Now, Catherine, we went in depth about, you know, our avatar, and we even gave like a little avatar. I call it a little cheat sheet by listing a bunch of things that we need to look for when creating your avatar, right? So if our listeners could have one takeaway from what we've talked about today, what would that one takeaway be for you?
The one takeaway would be that you will want to define your ideal high-paying client. You will want to define that one perfect person. Once you understand that person, once you've had imaginary conversations with that person, now you can create a target market. When you have the avatar, you can look for other like-minded people. Sitting down, and don't do it in 5 minutes. Do it over a week. Take a few minutes here, take a few minutes there. When you're driving in your car and you're not doing anything else and you're stuck in traffic, think to yourself, what would my avatar do right now? What would I say to my avatar if they were sitting here in the passenger seat? When inspiration hits, jot it down about your avatar. Like you would get to know a new friend, like you would get to know a first date. If you want to have a second one, get to know your avatar over a period of time. You don't go on a first date and get married. And for those who do, I don't know. Anyway,
that's another show.
That's a whole other show. Seriously, you want to get to know your avatar and you want to start asking these questions over time. Well, if they have two kids, what else would they need? What else would they be into? If they're single, where do they hang out? Opposed to if they're married, where do they hang out? Take your time. Take your time. Have that conversation with them.
Great advice, Catherine. Now, you've done this marketing thing for over 10 years, right? So when you first started your business, there's a lot that goes into starting your business. So what is the one piece of advice that you now wish someone would have given you when starting your business that 10 years ago?
I'll tell you the one piece of advice. And I am sorry, I don't remember the book off the top of my head. So the one piece of advice is pull your taxes out and put them in a separate bank account.
Oh my goodness. Great.
Pay yep. yourself first. That's the name yep. of the book. Pay yourself yeah. first. Michael something or other. Pull the taxes out. Put them where you can't touch them. And when tax time comes, my father-in-law used to say he was a CPA. He was an accounting professor. And he used to say his wish for his children and his in-law children was, I hope someday you have to pay $1 million in taxes. Not, you know, that you get screwed over. Not that, you know, somebody made a mistake, but that you're making so much money that with all the deductions and everything, you have to pay $1 million in taxes. And when you pay that $1 million in taxes, make sure it's in a bank account that you can just write the check to the IRS and hand it to them. That's the one piece of advice I wish somebody had told me way back then.
Great advice. Think big. Think big. Yes. Yeah, that's it. I love it. Great. Catherine, so if someone is interested in using your services in creating their avatar,
yes,
their ideal customer, their ideal, you know, persona, where can they find you?
I have a website that is all about downloading, and it's your ideal high-paying client. It's a little two-pager. A little two-pager, and it asks you questions like, is your avatar male, female, exact age, sexual orientation, favorite movie genre, personal social media time, political viewpoints, happy in his or her job. So it asks all those questions and it gets you thinking. And you can find that at www.createmyavatar.com. Createmyavatar.com.
I love it. Okay. And then the name of, we also want to pitch marketingsuccesspros.com as well. You can also reach Catherine there as well. And then you have a gift, right?
I do have a gift. It is the ideal high paying client profile.
Yes.
And so when you go to createmyavatar.com, you can download the createmyavatar.com. You can create your ideal high paying client profile. When you complete it, my phone number is on there. I will go over your avatar with you. So if you want to call and make an appointment with me, I am happy to, spend about 20 to 30 minutes on the phone and really pinpoint what your avatar is. So now you can go out, you can work with Claudine, you can, as Claudine said, you can save yourself time, you can save yourself money by not trying to go after anyone and everyone with skin and go after the right client, the right message in the right place.
That's right. You have that focus now on your focused on your ideal client and your avatar. Catherine, I love getting together with you. And even though we're across miles, it always seems every time we get together, it's just good friends chatting. I love it. And you
Yes,
always give me a takeaway as well. So I love that.
thank you.
Thank you so much for being a guest on the Virtual Ingenuity Business Podcast. We so appreciate all the useful information that you send, my friends. Be sure to check out Catherine at createmyavatar.com. She's got that great, ideal way of helping you to create your ideal high-paying client. It is awesome. It's a great little, I call it a little cheat sheet too.
Yes.
So make sure to check out Catherine, and then after you get your avatar, then hey, Virtual Ingenuity is definitely here to help you all as well to market and grow your business. Check out the Virtual Ingenuity Business Podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We've got some awesome episodes that we've posted already. And then for season three, guys, we've got even more. So stay tuned on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and comment. My friends, until next time, let's impact together.